Hashtag tech for good. Hashtag synthesis technologies.
Joining us is Tom Wells. He is one of the directors at Synthesis, and talking about what kind of culture really is created. How do you create a culture, Tom, that is one of innovation, that helps people think out the box, and that embraces change and not makes us not fearful of it?
Right.
You said one question. That was one question. It's got about 16 parts.
Super
but there you have
question.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks for narrowing it down.
I think, Howard, the answer is really around creativity and having freedom to play. So, and I think that's kind of what we're seeing at our hackathon today, which is really just giving a bunch really of creative people, although they're maybe quite technical and they're into technology and software. I think the sort of core attribute is that they're highly creative. So it's really like a bunch of children sitting around a huge, you know, set of Lego blocks, right? And just the sort of different ideas of how those kids may put these things together and create castles and airplanes and boats and all sorts of manner of things sort of just emerge out of these like Lego bricks. That's really, I think, the idea around our regular hackathon sort of sessions that we have at Synthesis, is really first to attract those creative builder type of personalities, but then also to provide them with the freedom and the Lego blocks to kind of play with and put together. And sometimes it's a, you know, total epic failure. You know, as if you and I put Lego together, it probably looks quite horrible. But certain people are really attracted to putting together these really beautiful monstrosities, right? And I think that's really what we're trying to do at these hackathons, just give people the freedom to build and create.
Give us some ideas, some sense of, I know the 10 teams, 10 different ideas, a lot more were submitted, but it was narrowed down to these 10. Give us some sense of what people are doing.
Yeah, so there's quite a broad range. I think our overall theme was around gender-based violence and looking at how we could sort of come up with creative solutions to not necessarily like solving them, but maybe like trying to participate, I suppose, in that gender-based violence space. And so some teams are working with sort of like a creative way of creating a panic app. I think we've all probably used panic apps in the past, and for me they've got a pretty bad user experience. So I think that the one challenge to those teams building SOS type or panic apps is really create a beautiful user experience that first of all is easy to use, but also potentially deals with some of the privacy sorts of issues that you get from panic apps. And sort of like keeping that information quite private. Other ideas are using, virtual reality to try and determine the sentiment of a crowd and trying to figure out maybe these hot spots in particular areas, around Johannesburg or around even Melrose Arch or wherever we are, and trying to map out, you know, what different sentiments are starting to emerge in different regions.
Yeah, and then one of them I saw when I was walking around was a group that, and to me this was so exciting. I thought this was brilliant, even though it wasn't actually the team, you know, that I think is going to win, but it doesn't matter.
There's no bias over there.
An incredible idea that about reporting at a police station. And so the idea being that a woman or a person that suffered some kind of assault goes into the police station and can stand in front, or maybe in a private area in front of a computer, and say, okay, just press a button, say this is what I'm reporting, and talk through the experience that gets converted into a statement, and then there are options. Do you need help? Do you want to talk to a social worker? Do you need a rape kit? And take a person through that in a private way that doesn't feel so
intrusive.
Intrusive. And we know that reporting is a very, very real challenge for women in our society.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really comes down to that user experience. I think really that's the big missing piece. If you can create something that does keep a person's dignity, keeps the privacy, allows them to do it maybe in their own personal space and not go and have to visit a police station, which actually, you know, it's quite uncomfortable for me to go and visit a police station. and potentially early in the morning, maybe it's 3 a.m. or you've just had a break, and this is not a safe time to go to these things. So creating a really strong user experience around doing really that same fairly formal task of opening a case.
Absolutely. And we also, as our listeners know, we opened it up to High FM listeners, Dina, and we asked them to submit ideas. We had a tremendous amount of ideas. Really, really amazing. And in fact, we did choose a winner. And he and one of the teams here at Synthesis, one of the teams at Synthesis, in fact, were involved in building the idea that he created. So, Gavin Oak, well done to you for submitting the winning idea. Give us a sense of what that idea is.
So, I've just heard them talking, and it was like basically a panic-based system. I don't think it would solve gender-based violence, but hopefully, like if it alleviates a problem to a small degree, that would be like a fantastic win.
Mm.
I think when I sent my idea in, I started it. The introduction was on the lines of, I know nothing about this.
Mm.
So I have no experience with this. I thank God and all good, but the truth is I know nothing about it. And last night I actually had the opportunity to speak to somebody who came and spoke to me and said to me that they do have experience with it. So I actually realized that there's some shortfalls even in my plan. There were, well, sure. Obviously there, yeah, will be, but there were some shortfalls in some other things that hopefully, like, going forward we could actually revisit and change again, you know. And
I think that was the whole idea, was to get people to engage in this, because when you've got groups sitting around and saying, okay, so the one team has been creating safe zones where women walking in the neighborhood, and then you start to look at, hold on, who's walking? Are they domestic workers? Are they nurses going to work? Are they women running? But then you start to get into
the detail
of around what women are experiencing, and women often know this instinctively, and because you've lived this your whole life, but actually as a man we don't realize often the level of fear and anxiety around these things. And that's why I think that this is so powerful, because it's getting people who ordinarily wouldn't be engaged in thinking, planning and trying to solve this, to deal with an issue from a totally different and fresh perspective.
Listen, absolutely. I think if you can take people and you go and you put it, whenever an issue is raised, I mean, it's always there.
Mm.
But unless you put a spotlight on it, you're not actually going to get into the detail. You're not going to get into the actual main causes of it and then potential solutions to it.
Yeah.
So you really have to delve into it. And again, bringing, especially men who don't think like women, and this is a whole other debate.
No, because we don't understand it.
No.
But the world will change when we stop saying things are an us problem or a me problem and actually make it a we problem.
Well, that's back to not swimming, not being told to swim in your own lane. I thought you were going to go all woke on me, Zanetti,
no,
and say we're gender fluid, and I was going to actually smash you over the head with a mic, but I'm glad you didn't go that route at all. Because
I think that would take us into another zone.
Right. No, because that whole gender-based violence thing. I wasn't smashing her because she was a woman. I was smashing her because she was stupid. Is that okay? No. No.
No, you're not pretentious at all, Howard.
All right, and you can send your complaints to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission, where I have a permanent parking place. But and Zanetti sometimes even comes with me. But there you have it. So, Gavin, well done. Well
Thank
done
you.
To you. Very,
Thank
very
you so much.
An incredible thing. And I can see that your team is hard at it, and they have been working for many, many hours.
I honestly don't understand a word they say. I really, really don't. I went home last night for a while. I slept like a log, like I haven't slept in years after listening to all that jargon, but I'm pretty optimistic that something good will come from it. Again, I'm not sure exactly what it is, and I've been in IT my whole life, just so you know. There's a different league of people that work here.
No, it really is, and can you imagine how the rest of us feel? I do need to cut it there. Time is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. We're going to take some ads. Tom, well, thank you for chatting
Pleasure.
To us
thank
as
you,
well, and thanks for the opportunity to get the teams to focus on this.